America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because if you take out the South for a moment, which will probably go Republican, or most of it will, in the fall, Bernie Sanders is winning the Democratic contest. And he's certainly driving the dialogue. And so I think Bernie Sanders winning two or possibly three states tonight really would have a huge impact on the race in the next month or two.
So, Mark, to what end? If Bernie Sanders steals three states tonight, and you say the calendar looks good for him, the delegate math still isn't great, how long does this go? Are you suggesting he could take the nomination for Hillary Clinton, or just make this a longer fight?
Just like with Trump, she's the overwhelming favorite to be the nominee, no matter what happens tonight. Same with Trump. Trump has his worst possible night tonight. Hillary Clinton has her worst possible night. They're still the overwhelming favorites. What he needs to do to be the nominee, and again, Al made the point, which is more important, he can take this all the way to California and keep her occupied, and Trump could be the de facto nominee, and she's fighting for three more months against Sanders. What he needs to do is so well in these states outside the South that the superdelegates start to think anew. And if you're a superdelegate, say from Missouri, Claire McCaskill, and if he wins her state, does she then have to say, maybe I need to be a superdelegate for Bernie Sanders? He's got to win, 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 narrow the delegate gap, and then make the case to the superdelegates. Not impossible. Still a long shot, still an underdog, but still can make her life horrible. And again, as Al said, she's now moved on trade. She's moved on the death penalty. She's moving further and further to the left, and he's going to raise, if he has a big night tonight, another multi-million dollar night.
All right, coming up, Florida or bust? Perhaps not.
Well, you know, it's Super Tuesday, and of course the big prize is Florida and Ohio. Guys, what do you think here? We've got, you know, Shane with us on, you know, the birthday boy. Shane is with us. Happy birthday, Shane.
Thank you. Thank
Put
you
another
very much.
Candle on the birthday cake here.
Yeah, we'll be enjoying yours tomorrow, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, we got to keep it rolling. It's a month of birthdays here. You know, March is such a great month, but happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Super Tuesday version two. And like you said, Florida and in Ohio, the big prizes with this one. And, you know, as much as he said, like Sanders and a couple of these other people could have some wins tonight, you are definitely seeing Trump and Clinton kind of stealing the show still at this point. And if they do win, on the other hand, you could see those two run away with it now at this point, you know?
Well, certainly that's the case. Now, are the voters getting weary of all this? That's the other thing I sense, is that they're kind of like, well, you know, they're kind of done, almost done with this marathon.
Yeah, I think they're definitely getting weary of it, especially as things start to turn more to things that don't matter. To where you're starting to attack, they're starting to attack each other. I don't think anybody wants to watch, you know, people start attacking each other and things like that. Mm-hmm. You've seen the Republican debates and even the Democratic ones to some extent break down to basically, I'm talking, you know,
yeah.
Hey, I'm talking, you know,
right.
And
I think
that grows old really quick.
Right, exactly. And I think that Bernie is, as far as the burn is concerned, it's quite revealing that the young people today are willing to embrace a socialist mindset. But right now, see, they're not
people
affected.
They've never worked for anything.
Yeah, they're not affected. But bring it down to their level. As we were talking about this yesterday, Scott, is that, you know, take their A and make it a C because somebody else doesn't have a good enough grade to pass. Now, how does that make them feel? It starts hitting them where it hurts a little bit. Their individual enterprise and commitment to complete their class and course studies is now compromised because somebody else is not getting there. Let them chew on that for a while and welcome to the world, or what opens the gate to socialism, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's what they need, is a little taste of that.
Well, you know, here it is. But anyway, the conversation will continue. It's Super Tuesday. This is Bill Martinez live at 4 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to drop us an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you for joining in as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. With all the talk about elections, Super Tuesday and that, I don't want you to lose sight of Obamacare. Occasionally it comes up in the conversation, but we've got a lot of problems with Obamacare, more than you realize here, and especially as we were talking about earlier, you young millennials out there that think it's all about a free lunch. Well, of course, you know, your parents and the rest of us who are a little bit older have gone through that free lunch kind of concept time and again, where we thought, wow, this is really great. And, you know, that old haunting saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And then you learn experientially that there is no such thing as a free lunch. We're going to talk about Obamacare and the failing co-ops. This is an absolute disaster, and it's pretty scary what's happening right now with this, you know, national health care system for all that we've invested into it. Nathan Nascimento is with us, senior policy advisor at Freedom Partners. He focuses on healthcare, so he knows about what he talks about. Nathan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you. I'm well.
Well, good to have you here to discuss, you know, this sobering news that over half of Obamacare co-ops have now failed. What does that mean for us?
I'll tell you what it means. It means that taxpayers are on the hook for a lot of money, and a lot of people have lost their health care plans and were in the process of searching for new ones. And we're talking about at least $1.2 billion in federal loans, another $1 billion in other liabilities, and as we see it right now, new reports are coming out about the remaining health care co-ops where they're desperately going down. I mean, we're looking at more than doubled losses in the last quarter here. So the remaining co-ops are not financially stable either.
Well, Nathan, you and I talked about this the last time, and that was the potential implosion of Obamacare. I mean, it doesn't take a genius. You know, you do the math and you go, how are we going to work this out? In the back rooms late at night, the Democrats and President Obama worked out a deal that said, hey, don't worry, the taxpayer will carry the day. And this is what it looks like, because now the taxpayer is starting to carry the day. But even worse is the fact that you've got over 750,000 have lost their plans. And you got to imagine, I mean, this went we went through this in phase one of Obamacare, where people are losing their plans, you know, some in dire consequences and dire need of health care, suddenly found themselves outside of the hospital, you know, looking through the window and saying, how do I get in?
That's absolutely true, Bill. And in addition to that, I mean, with these major losses and the potential of these remaining co-ops going belly up, I mean, certainly with Obamacare, you have limited times in which you can enroll in new healthcare plans. So there are going to be some challenges in addition to what happens if some of these healthcare co-ops go belly up and folks are left without a health insurance or left without a healthcare program in order for them to get, you know, to their healthcare needs. I mean, it's not just the taxpayers. Let's paint the full picture here. We're talking also the fact that healthcare providers, doctors, and hospitals are left without payment. And most doctors are not looking to get out there and get rich. They just want to be able to sustain their practice and take care of the people that need it most. And in addition to that, the people that were on these nonprofit healthcare plans are also left holding the bag here with large out-of-pocket costs. This goes in with everything else that's going on with healthcare, that you have higher deductibles, you have higher premiums, and now certainly with this particular instance, you're going to have even more dollars taken out of people's pockets.
And you're not even talking potential penalty liability here, because now all of a sudden you find yourself without health care, and we've been mandated, we've been told by the federal government that we need to be covered. If not, we're going to have to pay a penalty.
That's exactly it. And let me tell you, just be very clear with this. The middle class is going to take it on the chin the most, because they're the ones that are in the in-between stages. They're being forced to pay for these higher costs. They're being forced to pay for these higher premiums. The penalties, if it's just not affordable to them and they decide not to take for the health care, the dollars, the penalty dollars are significant. And so overall, this is harming people. And what good is health insurance if you can't even afford to use it on top of all these things?
Well, and as you say, the middle class then says, they start looking for exits and options and say, okay, well, maybe we need to reconfigure what kind of money we make in order to qualify and be part of the lower class, if I might say, in order to take advantage of the program and ride off the government teat, so to speak.
Absolutely. And the other part of this too, Bill, and we'll have a report probably released at the end of this month or hopefully early April, where we're going to talk about exactly the impact before Obamacare and after Obamacare and how that relates to wages and what that impact is. It's stark. It's significant. I don't want to go too far into details because we're still finalizing all the data and whatnot, but the major hits here are on folks that have employer-sponsored health care, that are just trying to make their way, that just don't have the dollars because wages have been stagnant. The fact of the matter is that they have not been able to get raises, not get bonuses. Businesses have not been able to expand. So you're seeing significant impacts because of the Affordable Care Act, either through the co-op losses, through the premiums, the deductibles. This overall picture is that it's bleak.
Well, Nathan, sadly, and not to be a pessimist, these were things that, Republicans, others who were kept outside of the discussion warned that, were potentials hanging there in the balance. They just didn't see how the math added up. You and I had this discussion, several times now. And, so on one hand, not a big surprise. So this is the nightmare being realized ever so, in some very abruptly, but yet for others still a bit slowly. It hasn't caught up to them yet because, as long as their co-op is still, doing and they're staying healthy and they don't have to worry about a $6,000 deductible, maybe a little bit higher premium, they're able to kind of manage this. But they're really treading water on this deal, aren't they?
They sure are. And I think on top of this, too, is the question is now, what does the administration do? Are they going to continue to throw good money after bad? This is clearly a failed experiment. And then after all this, who's going to be held accountable? The fact of the matter is the taxpayers are taking it on the chin on this. And so who from the administration is going to own this and figure out a solution to make it right?
Well, it's Obamacare. Look at he passed this late at night. It was a single party issue, all ramrodded by the Democrats. He has altered, in essence, the law single-handedly and empirically without even consulting Congress. He's just on the fly, has just made amendments to Obamacare, which is illegal as all get out. And now we're going to be left holding the bag in one humongous sort of way, Nathan. I don't blame the people for being really upset about this deal, but the pressure is going to be on this next president or the next Congress to really get this thing squared away once and for all. Of all the problems that we're dealing with in this country anyway, there's no doubt that this is a huge issue and needs to be addressed with some rapidity. Nathan Nascimento is with us. We've got more from Nathan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The editors of Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, the only vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, have named their list of the 16 best family cars of 2016, helping ease the struggle to find the best new cars tailored for families of all sizes. After extensive testing, with a keen focus on safety, comfort, convenience, and fit of various child safety car seats, Kelley Blue Books experts recommend their choices of vehicles that best meet the needs of today's modern families. Jack R. Neared, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
For 2 weeks' time, we did everything that you and your family might do with a vehicle day-to-day, with a certain sense of what a family needs and wants. Since many of our testers are simultaneously parents of kids ranging from mid-20s to newborn, we drew heavily upon both our family car experiences and our new car expertise to choose this year's best cars for families.
For more, visit KBB.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like it, it's all about you, America. 19 after the top of the hour as the conversation continues with Nathan Nascimento, the Senior Policy Advisor at Freedom Partners, who focuses on health care. Previously, he served as Deputy National Political Director at Americans for Limited Government, where he and his team successfully achieved policy outcomes through ballot initiatives, grassroots advocacy, legislative lobbying, and accountability efforts. ladies and gentlemen, what this is all about is it is time for us to speak up. This is a government that operates based on the three most powerful words, I believe, in the Constitution, we the people. And this is what Nathan is about, too. It's been his passion. He saw that if we're going to affect change, it's got to be done from the bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. And here, this mess that we're having to deal with has to do with our health care system. I mean, it is absolutely irresponsible of this government to do what they have done. I mean, this is solely on the Democrats. It is solely on this president. This is why, and maybe one of the reasons why, I should say, that so many people are so frustrated, Nathan, over this ineffectiveness of the government, that we have given two opportunities, two administrations to get this fixed, and now it's our worst nightmare is being realized slowly but surely.
That's absolutely true, Bill. And I mean, hopefully at the end of this year, we'll have some opportunities in order to right the ship on this and make some significant changes and get Washington out of the healthcare business, because certainly this one size fits all is just not working.
Well, you know, is there anything in government outside of the military, maybe a couple of other things that we can look at to say, hey, they do a really good job? Because everything else seems to be like Obamacare, where we pay too much, our return on investment is lousy, you know, on and on, all this negative stuff. And I want people to understand, you know, this isn't about Republicans bashing Democrats. You know, this is about the government. This is about, you know, we the people and what we have put into office here. We've elected this mess, you know. And so, you know, the good news is if we've elected them, we can unelect them. You know, there are things that we can do, but you need to realize what you're dealing with, what was been promised, and you just can't say, well, they lied to us and all this, because the fact of the matter is you could be the one who has cancer that suddenly loses your doctor or some other catastrophe, and the health care that you were counting on is not there because of the ineffectiveness of this national health care plan. You know, you and I were talking off the air, Nathan, earlier about, you know, the breakdown of the states. I'm in Florida these days, and the numbers that you gave me for Florida are just incredible, the hit that the people here in Florida are going to be faced with.
Absolutely, Bill. And the biggest thing is we released a tracker just recently on the healthcare deductibles that across the states and what that's looking like under the Obamacare exchanges. And what we're seeing specifically for Florida is an over 22% increase, almost $1,000 that people are experiencing on average, where they're going to see an increase in their healthcare deductibles. Now, these are the dollars that you pay out before your health insurance kicks in. So the largest of these plans is the silver. The metallic plan is silver. Mm-hmm. Of that, over 25% increase in their healthcare deductible, over $1,100 increase in the healthcare deductible. That's a significant impact. And, Bill, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a story about a month or so ago on Bankrate.com where they were talking about the impact on people. And the fact of the matter is that most people, most families are struggling to even put $1,000 away into their savings account just in the case of an emergency. If they're struggling to put $1,000 away, how difficult must it be for these folks who are trying to afford their health care, trying to afford their health out-of-pocket costs, and now these deductibles are increasing and increasing? This is having a tremendous impact on families, a tremendous impact on people, and unfortunately, it's us that's taking it on the chin.
I'll tell you, I've heard some families anecdotally here, Nathan, have just said, hey, look, at you know, of a catastrophic nature, and in one particular case I just heard last week, some friends of ours dealing with a catastrophic nature, and the guy just said, I'm done. I'm not worrying about it. I mean, I'm gonna ride this out. I'm not going to the doctors. I'm not gonna devastate my family with the expense. I mean, these are the realities. These are the real decisions that are being made in households across America today because of Obamacare.
That's it. And I mean, in that story and with many others, Bill, and it's, you know, we hear from people across the country. We have these conversations with people, and the stories are the same. I'm choosing, because I need to afford rent or afford electricity this week or this month rather, I'm choosing not to go to the doctors. I'll just kind of, you know, muscle it out or tough it out just a little while longer. Maybe something will break in the future, or maybe I'll just get better. I mean, the fact of the matter is these stories are all over the place. People are hurting because of this bad law and this bad policy.
Yeah, and like you say, it goes into businesses. It's a job killer. All these things that we were warned about, you know, we're right in the middle of it. And the thing is, I got to tell you, Nathan, I'm really upset. And I will say this, you know, from a political context with the Republicans, is because they've been dealing with this for a long time, and they've been saying, hey, let's repeal and replace. Well, what are you replacing it with? You can't articulate a replacement to give some people a sense of vision and hope of how we're going to get out of this mess. I mean, that's what good leadership does. And so I'm disappointed, even in this election process that we're going through, that we're really not having a cogent and practical conversation about this serious problem.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And in addition to that, I think even the ones that are offering some sort of idea of what it should be or how they replace it, it's not very thoughtful. I mean, the fact of the matter is that it's, again, for the most part, all the plans that we've seen, or there's elements of certain plans that are great, but for the most part, the overall vision for these folks is, well, how do we as Washington implement a health care plan that everybody has to conform to? And it's the idea, the same model of, let's put an insurance card in everyone's hand. Well, we've seen what that looks like, and it Definitely. Doesn't make things better. We need to focus on better health, more people, lower costs, year after year, whether you have health insurance or not, and it needs to focus on ways in which government gets out of the way of the healthcare system. It looks for ways in which government's an impediment to all these great, wonderful options that are out there, and let them flourish. See what
Exactly.
happens. See how costs go down.
Right. Like as if, Nathan, the free market's never worked before?
Yeah, if you look at the tech industry, right, and I don't mean to make light of healthcare, but if you look at how markets work, think about when cell phones came on the scene. I mean, you go to your cell phone store or whatever the case may be, you can pick up a cell phone for free with a plan. You can get them for $100 when they were thousands of dollars previously. It's insane what happens when the market is left free, left to do what it does best, which is innovate. Provide many options, and people have plenty of choices to choose what options they want, how they want to get it, and so forth.
Well, the last bit of bad news, and I wanted you to break it down. We talked about Florida slightly, but there, the increases, the double-digit increases that are taking place in the state. Give us a real quick State of the Union update on these deductibles, what some of these states are looking at, Nathan.
Sure. So the national average for health care deductibles, the insurance deductibles, is over 8%. That means $265 increase across the country. But 41 states are seeing increases in their health care deductibles. Of the 41, 17 states are seeing double-digit spikes. We're talking about 39% increase for Mississippi. We're seeing Washington, 31%, South Carolina, 26%, on and on and on. These numbers are exploding. And I'll be honest, Bill, they're just going to get worse in the future.
Well, especially at this point where we've got over half of Obamacare co-ops have now failed, over $1 billion in taxpayer dollars. That's our money wasted. More than 750,000 have lost their plans, and there's more bad news to come because the trajectory does not look like it's going up soon whatsoever. Nathan Nascimento, Senior Policy Advisor at Freedom Partners, who focuses on health care, has been our guest. Nathan, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
I won't get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. In theaters Wednesday, March 16th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more with you. Let it never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, we all love being, with a Good News Girl, don't we? Samantha Mills, you can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. And catch up on all the latest viral videos. She searches all over the place for these great, heart-wrenching, tear-jerking videos. How do you sleep at night making everybody cry over the videos that you select? Does that make you warm and fuzzy?
I don't know. I cry myself to sleep with warm, like, tears of joy going down my face.
Well, I mean, it is so neat, you know, that you're able to do this every week for us. I'm so grateful for you. I want you to know that, how much I appreciate you. I know our audience does as well. And, let's remind the audience that if they have a video they want to submit and have us talk about, by all means, they can drop you an email and direct you accordingly, right?
That's right. They can email me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com. And well, I would love to hear any suggestions they have. You know, even, it doesn't have to be something you saw in the news, even if you have your own good news story. That would be awesome to hear as well. So.
Exactly. Please. Yeah, those are always precious. I mean, all these things, because they're about life, and it kind of uplifts you a little bit, especially in light of this political season where we're seeing a lot of wackiness and less than of our humanity on expose. You know, it's nice to see some, you know, tender moments when, within our humanity, we can still, you know, understand that we're all in this this big ship together passing through life, right?
Absolutely. And the good news is also that there are always more stories to choose from every week than I can even talk about on the air. You know, there's always new stories. There's always an abundance of them. So there's all kinds of good news going on.
Well, this is a sweet one here that you've got to share with us now, and that's they captured a moment that a woman asked her stepdad to adopt her, huh?
Yes, this has actually been viewed over 40 million times on Facebook already. It absolutely went viral immediately. Misty Nicole Knight is 19 years old. She's a waitress, but she actually was raised by Ryan Farrell since she was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was never officially adopted, but he did everything that a dad would do. He was the one that was there for her. And you know, she decided that it was time. She's estranged from her biological dad. And this was a man who's really been her dad. And then she decided, you know what, it's time that I want to ask him to adopt me. I want to be a Pharrell.
Mm.
So she wrapped a big, bright red box, and she made him read. Whenever he was unwrapping it, she was filming him, and she asked him to read the letter out loud. And it was really, it's hard to get through the video without tears. But she just, you know, she opens up and, you know, well, he's reading what she's saying and says, I just want you to know you're the most amazing man I've ever met. And, you know, it just makes you have a real appreciation for this man who took on the challenge of being her dad. No hands asked. And, I mean, what a touching tribute to him for her to want to be a Pharrell as well. You know, 19 years old, she has a choice, and she wants to have him adopt her. I think as a symbolic gesture of what he means to her. Because
that's really precious, especially, you know, in today's families. I mean, there's more stepdads and stepmoms than ever. You know, we have those extended family dynamics that take place. And I've always had a heart for, you know, step-parents, because it is really difficult. I mean, it's tough enough when you're the blood parent and you're trying to understand your child, because there's 50% of that child that's it's a bit confusing because it came from the other parent, you know, and you scratch your head. But then when you have no skin in the game, so to speak, or no blood, direct blood in the game, it's really difficult, because now it's the whole enchilada that you're confused over, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And you're coming in, and a lot of times you're coming in later in their life, you know. I mean, even though she was 5 years old, 5 years old is still, you know, you've had 5 years without this person being a part of your life, and he came and he stepped in, and, you know, and he took over without trying to replace her dad immediately. You know, I like that she asked him, and he wasn't, you know, it wasn't his decision, it was hers.
Exactly.
And, you know, whenever he finishes reading the whole letter, which I highly suggest anybody who has the chance goes and listens to this whole letter being read.
Bring your tissues. Bring your tissues.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
But
exactly.
The last thing he says is, I've always wanted to adopt you. So it's hard to even listen without getting choked up yourself. But good for them. I'm super happy for that family.
Well, the next story is about a soup kitchen disguised as a restaurant making a big difference in Kansas City. Tell us about that.
Well, this soup kitchen, I think it's really cool because it's actually helping more than just the community that, like, more than just the homeless community that's needing to eat. This is a soup kitchen in Kansas City, the Kansas City Soup Kitchen. And they have a volunteer wait staff, so when you come in, it actually feels like a restaurant. So it's different than the ordinary soup kitchen because it's kind of, they're having meals prepared. They have a menu. People come take your order. And they'll even do special requests, like if you have, you know, allergies or something like some special need like that. They're not just doling out whatever they have. They're considering what you have, what you need. And the really cool part is they're also helping people who are interested in a culinary career that might not be able to pursue it through traditional means.
Well, they're really maximizing this whole opportunity, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, if you look at these meals online, you know, my stomach was rumbling.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely awesome. I mean, what a great idea to give other people the opportunity, because going to culinary school is probably very expensive and not something that everybody can do. But that doesn't mean, you know, some of the best cooks were never chefs. So
right, exactly.
It just gives people experience that they need. And they don't start off cooking or anything. They kind of start off helping with the menu and then work their way up to the kitchen. So,
like any other job, right? You got to prove yourself. You know,
absolutely.
You got to come in. Hey, you know, that's the way it is. You come in as an apprentice, work your way up, and it's the American way. And another touching story you've got here is about a Baltimore teen praying over a homeless man that has absolutely gone viral.
Absolutely. 18-year-old Stephen Watkins was walking home. He had just gotten off the bus. And he was listening to a song that had inspired him. He was listening to gospel music on the bus, and he came across a homeless man. He was just laying there, and he was sick, and he was in desperate straits. And he didn't know it. Like, Stephen didn't know anybody was watching. He just took some time, and it really restores your faith in today's teens, by the way. But he knelt down and prayed at the man's feet, you know, just praying for him to get better and help him with the struggle that he's going through. And, you know, he was thanking God for blessing him and then hoping that he could bless this man as well. And the whole thing was actually caught by a cop. A cop was walking by, and he saw something going on, and when he realized what it was, he was really touched. So this Baltimore cop decided, you know what, I'm going to take a picture of this and post it online. And before he knew it, it just absolutely went viral. People were going crazy for this. And, you know, the best part is, even with, like, you know, this isn't about whether or not my picture went viral. I didn't do it for that. Mm-hmm. I don't lose sight of that there's people out there that need our help. And, I mean, it's just, he's really used his spotlight for something positive, too, to share a positive message. And, you know, I mean, what a special guy to stop. You know, he was on his way home from school and just stopped, and he just felt, like, called by God to help, you know, to kneel down and pray with this man.
And, you know, Sam, and this is the stuff that's so, you know, so disheartening at times when you think about the secularization of our society and how people want to, you know, get God out of the public square. And a moment right. like this, what's a moment like this worth? You know, you can't legislate this. You nope. can't pay enough money for this, you know, for this individual. The way this teen, this Baltimore teen, and of all the bad news we've heard about Baltimore over the last recent years, to have something like this come out of Baltimore. And dare I say, there are things like this in every city, things every day that are going on that people aren't noticing, that aren't necessarily going viral. But, you know, this is a God sort of thing. Okay, about 30 seconds left. No dog left behind here, Sam.
Oh, well, there's a woman that actually runs an animal shelter in Canada. Well, when she went to Israel, she saw some dogs in the worst conditions she had ever seen. She decided, instead of adopting just a few dogs, she adopted the whole shelter and made sure all these dogs were rescued.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Wow. 270 dogs. Yes,
oh, my
gosh.
Honey, guess who's coming for dinner? 270 dogs. Why not? No dog left behind. Hey, this story and all the others are posted on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. Get ready and warm up your heart a little bit, huh? It's 19 before the top of the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Misvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Misvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Misvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños.
America, good to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We now come to you 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern Time on these over 270 markets across the United States. And now on shortwave via WWCR. So good to have you along with us. Thank you for joining in to do all we can, because all hands are needed to get on board if we're going to get this country back on track. I'll tell you, it's an honor to have our next guest with us. He's written a very thoughtful, and I would say in some cases a provocative book. Provocative in as much as that I sense that there is such latent productivity and frustration across this country, because people know instinctively that they should be doing better. And his book comes at a good time for us. As Stephen Covey writes, he says, Bell, and we're talking about our next guest, Dr. Bell, brilliantly reveals how cultivating the right habits can not only enrich and improve your life and give you peace of mind, but doing so can save you from the destructiveness, dissatisfaction, and danger of a life floundering to and fro like a ship without a rudder. Almost sounds like our country right now, doesn't it? Well, backed by research and highly practical, this book is tremendously relevant today, and that's Stephen M. R. Covey, New York Times bestselling author of The Speed of Trust. With us right now, Dr. Randall Bell, his book that we want to talk about, Rich Habits, Rich Life, the Four Cornerstones of All Great Pursuits. Dr. Bell, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Bill. It's great. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm still dealing with a little bit of a cold thing that's kind of even attacked some of our presidential candidates, as well as millions
right.
of people, I might say, across the country. But, you know, hanging in there, getting 5% better every day, you know, so we're moving in the right direction.
Good. Yeah, the book is, I love the book. It took my time. I took 25 years to write it, and
wow.
I have a background of studying disasters as an economist, but this book, Rich Habits, was inspired by the people I met behind the statistics and how they were able to put everything back together and thrive.
Well, it is amazing when you go through something as devastating as 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, you know, where some of your research took you to the ground level to talk to these people that, you know, had to, you know, start all over again. I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It really is. And what I learned is I'm both an economist and a sociologist. And as a sociologist, I have the privilege of meeting the people behind the statistics, behind the numbers. And I've really taken a good critical look at what they did to in terms of getting back on their feet. I noticed that after a disaster, some people dive. They never recover. And that's I don't judge them. I haven't been through what they've been through. But others survive. They get back to the baseline. And yet others actually meet their challenges and beat them, and they actually thrive. They do better after the tragedy than they did before. And those are the people I really studied.
Now, did you find the people that were able to thrive again, did they have already, like you say, a baseline, a system in which they counted on that brought them to the point so that when it was time for them to, you know, get beyond the wackiness of the, and I say the wackiness, and that's not the appropriate word, but, you know, the impact of their world being turned upside down, that it helped center them to where they could relaunch. Did you find that to be the case?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why this book is relevant to all of us, whether we're going through a crisis or not, because they had kind of a mindset, if you will, even pre-disaster, that was predisposed for thriving. In other words, they had good attitudes, they had good support systems, good relationships, they were productive people, but after the disaster, it really did wake them up to the seriousness of it, and through that those four cornerstones of what I call them, those new sets of habits, that's how they were able to really thrive.
Exactly. I've often said that if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. And this is a great study and reinforces those values that many of us have. And I would dare say that to a degree, being a man of faith, I would say that we all have this imprint on us. It's that whether or not we're going to tap into it and let it be that that moral compass or that North Star, if you can say, in our lives.
Well, exactly. People are, I think, have grown tired of this parade of success gurus with, you know, cotton candy solutions, and they want something authentic, and they want something that will really work. And I love your comment about successful people, because that's exactly the tone that I took with this book. I looked at what really worked for these people, and I found that they had a unique mindset. First of all, they were very adaptive. They were open to new ways of thinking, and they were also pragmatic. They weren't the kind of people who think, well, you know, I'm going to adapt a new habit and brush my teeth in January and I'm set for the rest of the year. They were in for a paced day-to-day effort to really make their condition better. And I broke the book down into four categories that are really important. I call it the four cornerstones. It's me, we, do, be. And me habits are things that build our mindset. There's reading, is taking care of our intellectual, our spiritual, and our philosophical needs. And then the we cornerstone are building relationships and are building social capital, and connections with other people. And then do habits are taking care of our productivity. In economics, we call it land, labor, and capital, but I think it's easier to say taking care of our money, taking care of our health, taking care of our homes and businesses. And then finally, the be cornerstone is really looking at the future and having clear written goals for what we want to achieve going forward. And that's exactly the formula that I saw over and over again.
Well, so much of your book rhymed with the reason in my life and the values that my father taught me, and even, you know, you speak of Stephen Covey, and I've read many of his works and appreciate his learned perspective. I appreciate that you started out with wisdom, is that we have to get our head on straight and understand where we're beginning with in terms of being true to yourself. I remember as a young kid, first time seeing William Shakespeare's line, be true to thyself. And I remember that line, I think it was about 7 years old, and I said, there's something profound about that. It was to thine own self be true. And I said, there's something hugely profound and significant about that. And from that moment on, years and years of just pursuing what that meant. And I think if there's anything that I can tell anyone, it is to rhyme with the reason of your life and to be honest and true to yourself and your God-given purpose.
I totally agree with you, Bill. That's number one, numero uno in the book and in my own thinking as well. I think we're on the same page, because so many disasters were caused by a flawed set of core values. Chernobyl, and I've been to Chernobyl, that was caused by scientists who thought that the rule book didn't apply to them, and that was actually the corporate culture, if you will, of the whole USSR at the time, where they were anything but truthful and authentic, and that caused the biggest nuclear meltdown in world history. So, what's interesting is a lot of the disasters are caused by cracks in these four cornerstones that are actually very simple and very fundamental, as I think you've pointed out.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Bell, you also touch on the fact that we're not our island unto ourselves, that we need people. We do not have all the goods. Relationships, interactivity is core.
Absolutely. There's a long-term, it's called a longitudinal study that came out of Harvard. If they picked one thing that happy people had, it was good relationships. And having sour, toxic relationships is the one thing that will destroy people or a company or a culture or an organization pretty much quicker than anything else. It's really essential to have the skills to identify toxic people. Don't be drawn into the drama. Get away and surround ourselves with good, positive people. That's a big element of success.
And the other thing you talk about in the third cornerstone is productivity. At the end of the day, you know, I think that this is what frustrates most Americans today, is they're just not being productive. They're handcuffed. They don't understand why, but they're just not doing what it is that they've been designed to do. And I find that to be one of the biggest frustrations in humanity.
Yeah, totally agree. You know, on the do cornerstone, one thing before we get to money is exercise. We found statistically a strong correlation between those who exercise. We're talking about just 5 or 10 minutes a day. We're not talking about, you know, going crazy. But on the money side, you know, you're absolutely right. We found an interesting statistical correlation. Those who make their beds in the morning are 207% statistically more likely to become millionaires. It puts your mind into that productive mindset.
Exactly.
And people that thrive let go of the things they can't control. You know, things going on in the country are very frustrating. I totally get it. But we do have control over our daily habits. In fact, that's really the only thing we really have authentic control over. And the study also put money into perspective. You know, money is important, and it does correlate to happiness, but only to a point. If you have enough money to pay your basic bills, then you're statistically as likely to be happy as a billionaire. So, you know, chasing money as if it's going to make you happy is only true insofar as you need to pay basic bills. After that, happiness comes from other things.
Exactly. And then the fourth cornerstone, build the future. And I like that you write your goals and to-do list. In fact, I'd found in research that I'd conducted earlier that only 10% of people actually write their goals down. And interestingly enough, those 10% they have found empirically are the most successful.
Bill, you hit the nail on the head. You're absolutely right. In our survey, and we surveyed over 5,000 people in the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, we found a statistical 289% better chance for those who maintain calendars and to-do lists of becoming millionaires. So there's a strong scientific correlation between those habits you just mentioned and financial success.
Well, Dr. Bell, your book is such an encouragement. It comes out at the right time where, as I said earlier, I believe there's just this pent-up productivity that's just waiting to explode, not only in this country, but around the world, if given, you know, the right opportunity and the ground in which they can take seed, take root, and prosper, which is going to be good for them. I sound like some sort of Yoda here or something, but again, I appreciate the research and the encouragement, because I, like some politicians, believe that America's better days, God willing, are before us, but we need to get on and do those right things, those four cornerstones lay out for us. Congratulations. Thank you so much for the book, Rich Habits, Rich Life, The Four Cornerstones of All Great Pursuits. Where can they go to get more information, Dr. Bell? We've got about 10 seconds.
Well, it's go to richhabits.com, and the book, Rich Habits, Rich Life, is on Amazon. It's in all the bookstores, and thank you so much, Bill. I've really enjoyed it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.